Isaiah chapter 45. This is what Yahweh says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I hold, in order to subdue nations before him, to disarm kings, and to open the doors before him, so that gates remain open. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut in pieces their iron bars. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden away, that you may know that it is I, Yahweh, who call you by your name, I, the God of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my chosen, I have called you by your name, giving you a title of honor, though you have not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. There is no God but me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no God but me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring peace and create disaster. I am Yahweh who does all these things. You heavens, rain down from above. Let the skies rain down righteousness. Let the earth absorb it, that salvation may bear fruit and righteousness spring up together with it. I, Yahweh, have created them both. Woe to anyone who argues with the one who formed him, to him who is like any other earthen pot among all the earthen pots in the ground. Does the clay say to the potter, "What are you making?" Or, "Your work has no handles on it." Woe to him who says to a father, "What are you fathering?" Or to a woman, "What are you giving birth to?" This is what Yahweh says, the Holy One of Israel, his maker. Why do you ask questions about what I will do for my children? Do you command me concerning the work of my hands? I made the earth and created man on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all the stars to appear. I stirred Cyrus up in righteousness, and I will smooth out all his paths. He will build my city. He will let my exiled people go home, and not for price nor bribe, says Yahweh of hosts. This is what Yahweh says. The produce of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush with the Sabaeans, men of tall stature, will be brought to you. They will be yours. They will follow after you, coming in chains. They will bow down to you and plead with you, saying, "Surely God is with you, and there is no other except him. Truly, you are a God who hides yourself, God of Israel, Savior." They will all be ashamed and disgraced together. Those who carve idols will walk in humiliation. But Israel will be saved by Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You will never again be ashamed or humiliated. This is what Yahweh says, who created the heavens, the true God who created the earth and made it, who established it. He created it, not as a waste, but designed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to Jacob's descendants, "Seek me in vain." I am Yahweh who speaks what is right. I declare the things that are upright. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather together, you refugees from among the nations. They have no knowledge, those who carry carved images and pray to gods that cannot save. Come close and declare it to me. Bring the evidence. Let them conspire together. Who has shown this from long ago? Who announced it? Was it not I, Yahweh? There is no God except me, a just God and a Savior. There is no one besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. By myself I swear, speaking my just decree, and it will not turn back. To me, every knee will bend, every tongue will swear. They will say of me, in Yahweh alone are righteousness and strength. They will all be ashamed who are angry at him. In Yahweh, all the descendants of Israel will be justified. They will take pride in him.